A moment passed before the voice said,
"Gone to pieces. No one apprised you when you filed your jump plan that the Yarth system is restricted space?"
Srilur Spaceport Control failed to advise us.
"What is your cargo?"
"We're empty, Control. Pilot, co-pilot, and navigator."
"Hold at coordinates 37-7 and prepare for inspection."
Zen Bayan commenced re-enabling the systems, then stopped.
"The maneuvering thrusters are down. They must have failed when we were yanked into real space."
"Inform, Cruiser Control,"
Lufkin said, leaning forward in what seemed expectation. The reply from the cruiser was slow in coming.
"Gone to pieces. Scans confirm that you are empty and unarmed. Our tractor beam will bring you in."
Zen Bayan sat back in the chair.
"Well, this is a first for me."
Lufkin sat back as well.
"No worries. Imperials are only human."
And some of them were grown rather than born, Zen Bayan thought, as a squad of stormtroopers formed up in the main hangar once the Interdictor's pincer cranes had the YT in electromagnetic lock. No sooner had she, Quip, and Lufkin been marched out than several of the stormtroopers marched in to perform a routine inspection. When the troopers reappeared, signaling an all clear, a human executive officer in a gray uniform approached, eyeing Zen Bayan and Lufkin in disdain while he closed on Quip.
"We're allowing you to continue on your way, Captain Fargle. Next time you may not be as fortunate."
"I'll keep that in mind, sir. But we have a slight problem. Your gravity well projectors have made it impossible for us to maneuver. We need to effect repairs."
"Here? You can't be serious."
Quip dropped his voice a notch.
"Sir, when I said we were empty, I neglected to mention that we were carrying several crates of fine brandy and superior tobacco. As a way of thanking you for your hospitality, we would like very much to donate the cargo to the commander and yourself."
The officer lifted an eyebrow.
"Just how long will it take you to effect repairs?"
"Not more than a local day."
"You have 12 hours. Then I want you and your crew on your way."
He motioned for the stormtroopers to break formation and beckoned four of them to his side. "Captain Fargo will be offloading some cargo. Have it conveyed to my cabin immediately." He spun on his heel and marched off, the rest of the stormtroopers falling in behind him. Zen Bayan watched him go and swung to Quip.
"I don't know whether that was bold or just plain insane, but nice going either way."
Usually quick to smile, Quip was all business.
"Show these troopers to the cargo. We have work to do."
The troopers wasted no time loading six crates of brandy and tobacco onto a repulsor sled and escorting it to the innards of the ship. Zen Bayan had located a cache of power tools in one of the cabins and was preparing to haul them into the main hold maintenance bay when she heard Quip call from the starboard ring corridor.
"First things first, give us a hand with these things."
He and Lufkin had their hands gripped on the corridor deck plates when Zen Bayan joined them.
"The access bays are in the main hold,"
Zen Bayan started to say, when Lufkin interrupted.
"Help lift out."
Without further word, she put her back into it. The alloy plates had well-concealed handholds and were not nearly as heavy as Zen Bayan had anticipated. The surprise came when three Jawas, two Chad Rafan, and a quartet of squibs emerged from secret compartments beneath the plates. Each of the rodent-like beings wore a utility belt and breather mask and carried toolboxes, workarounds, and an assortment of canisters of a type that typically housed knockout gas.
"They boarded at Srilur," Quip said by way of explanation.
Zen Bayan regarded the beings, all of whom approximated her height.
"Something tells me you didn't bring them along in case of breakdowns."
"No," Lufkin said. "They come to steal parts from Cruiser's hyperdrive."
Angry, insulted, hurt that she had been manipulated, Zen Bayan returned to the tools she had found and disappeared into the maintenance bay to repair the thruster system. It didn't take long for her to realize that the YT's contingent of little folk had engineered the system to fail on the ships being pulled into real space. Repairs such as they were wouldn't take more than a couple of hours. She was laying out the tools when Quip wriggled down into the bay.
"I'm sorry I couldn't let you in on it."
"What? You were under orders?"
she said without looking at him.
"It's true."
She lowered the hydro spanner and turned to him.
"This isn't just another heist?"
He shook his head.
"The hyperdrive parts are for upgrading this ship."
"I don't understand. We're not chopping it? That was never part of the plan?"
"Afraid not."
"Then why do you need..."